You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's 1-2 for United here, 130 the draw, and West Ham are 6-1. These two sides, of course, bumped heads at the weekend. They played on Sunday. It finished 1-1. Jose Mourinho, again, almost made all the headlines for himself. Was sent to the stands for the second time this month, I believe. United were 2-5 to get the job done at the weekend. 1-2 midweek. Are you envisaging a similar game to the one we saw in the league?
Probably. That's been the narrative with Manchester United throughout the season, really. Dominating possession, creating chances, but profligate in front of goal. And we saw it again at the weekend against West Ham in a game they should definitely have won, but could have lost right at the death as well. David De Gea made a point-blank save. I think it was from Ashley Fletcher. And Manchester United haven't been clinical enough in front of goal. I think the goals will start to flow. And mentioned this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is still getting in the right places, having shots on target, but they're not going in at the moment. The goals will come for Zlatan Ibrahimovic. My concern at the moment, as far as Manchester United are concerned, is more from a management perspective. Mourinho seems to have completely lost it.
Yes.
You mentioned that he's been sent to the stand twice in a month, basically. And he's become a little bit petulant. And I don't think he knows what his best 11 is, really. He's still playing Paul Pogba in that deep-lying role. Pogba's not impressed since he's come to the club, really. A few cameo appearances.
Yes.
And has a tendency to produce a wonderful ball at a perfect moment, and that's papering over the cracks currently.
Too often it's come against the lesser lights in Europe as well. It's all well and good looking good against Zoya or Fenerbahce in Europe, but he hasn't been doing it, certainly for his price tag as well, week in, week out, when it's been expected of him. Although it was a good ball in for the goal on Sunday.
He's got that. He can produce a moment of magic. But I think he's a little bit lazy. And playing in that two where Mourinho's played him, that deep-lying role alongside Ander Herrera, doesn't play to his strengths, because you've got to track back quickly if you lose the ball. He ambles back, a la Yaya Toure in many ways, where he's great with the ball at his feet, pinging passes around, but when you need to dig in and get back, when you're susceptible on the counter-attack, he doesn't do that. And there was an incident late on in the match against West Ham where Wayne Rooney's playing in the number 10 role. They lose the ball and West Ham hit quickly on the counter-attack, and Wayne Rooney sprints past Paul Pogba. He shouldn't be able to do that, really.
Yes.
Paul Pogba should be the man getting back if he's being made to play in that that midfield axis just in front of the back four. But I think tactically it's just a little bit lacking from Mourinho at the moment. And I'm not going to sit here and tell Mourinho his tactics are nonsense, but I'm surprised Pogba's not playing further forward.
Yes.
For Manchester United. And I think they're too short here at 1-2 to win this game as well, in all honesty. They have got a great record in home league cup games against Premier League sides. You look at their last 24 home league cup games against the top flight teams, they've won 22 and drawn 1, which is amazing. They've only lost against Chelsea. That was back in January 2005 when they lost that game 2-1. And Mourinho's got a magnificent record in this competition as well. He's not lost a game in the League Cup since December 2013, winning 8 and drawing 2 since then. My memory goes back to that meeting in the League Cup in 2010-2011, though, when West Ham won 4-0 in the quarterfinal. And that's still their largest margin of victory over a Premier League side in the competition as well. I think they're too short, Manchester United, just instinctively. I think it could be a draw again here. I reckon we might see carbon copy of the game on Sunday, where Manchester United have a lot of possession but can't break down West Ham, or they're just not clinical enough in front of goal. And 130 for this to be a draw looks good to me. And it will be intriguing to see what sort of side Mourinho lines up here as well, sends out for this match. Does Anthony Martial, who was left out of the squad, and there's reports that he's going to be given one last chance by Mourinho in Monday morning's papers, does he start in this match, or does Henrik Mkhitaryan get another go? Bastian Schweinsteiger was in the squad for the first time on Sunday as well. They need Michael Carrick, really. He picked up a strain, and I'm not sure whether he's going to be available. But him playing alongside Herrera is just the best combination in that that central midfield. And Pogba won't be available for this game as well, so it'd be intriguing to see. He's suspended, so it'd be intriguing to see if Manchester United perform better without Pogba in the side. And if he wasn't a £100 million player, Paul Pogba, would he have already been dropped by Jose Mourinho this season?
I think he would have, to be fair. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting what you say there about squad selection. Mkhitaryan and Schweinsteiger it is now, but even right to the start of the season, the treatment of Juan Mata, who's gone on to be one of Manchester United's better, if not most important players this season. At the start of the year, he didn't look in Mourinho's plans at all. Mkhitaryan's come back, played very well in Europe, didn't excel necessarily when he came off the bench on Sunday, but he does seem to be sort of backtracking, and it's as if he's run out of options.
Yeah, I think so. And Michael Carrick, remember, he was ostracised at the start of the season. He didn't play many games, and then he's been brought back into the squad, and when he's fit, I think Mourinho realises now how influential Carrick is with the personnel he's got at the club at the moment, Mourinho. Whether or not he's going to be allowed to spend bundles in either January or the summer, Mourinho, I just wonder whether the board are now questioning their decision to bring Mourinho to this football club, given how tumultuous his time at Chelsea was last season. Whether they view it as a mistake now, or will they allow Mourinho to go out and spend money again? Mourinho's proved critics wrong in the past, and maybe he'll do so again, but maybe he won't. We'll have to see. But yeah, I'm not sure he knows his best squad or his best starting 11 or how to set them up from a positional point of view at the moment, Mourinho. So it's going to be an interesting next 4 or 5 months, because Manchester United's hopes of getting in the top four hanging by a thread, really, at the moment. And if there's no Champions League football for Manchester United next season, it'd be a bit of a disaster, really.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.